This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Tough travel day ahead. Storm cancellations continue across the country. On top of more than 2,000 flights on Tuesday, the storms are impacting the House floor vote to reconcile the big bill that just passed the Senate. Speaker Mike Johnson says some members left early.
They're on the way back. Of course, we have weather delays all around the country, so there's lots of complications, but welcome to Congress.
The family of Brian Koberger is in Boise for their son's morning sentencing in a deal that spares him the firing squad for murdering four students at the University of Idaho. Luke Bruno lives there.
I think it's just unfair to the families. It allows him to hide. He never had to really go to trial. He never had to, you know, answer to his, I mean, he is answering to his crimes, but not to the fullest extent, in my opinion.
Back to work in the morning for the Sean Combs jury, stuck on one count, racketeering. Another Pacific hurricane off Mexico, a Category 3 named Flossie. This is ABC News. The FBI is on the move, moving the headquarters from the J. Edgar Hoover Building on Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C. to the Ronald Reagan Building a few blocks away. The Reagan Building was the former home of USAID and currently houses Customs and Border Protection. The WNBA announcing it's going to add three more teams to the league that'll begin playing by 2030. Expansion teams will be located in Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Detroit, where 12-year-old Layla Thomas plays in school.
I think it would be, you know, very exciting for the community because in the Midwest, you know, another WNBA team. So for the young girls in the area, it will inspire all of us to be better basketball players.
10-year-old Gigi Kostiak tells WXYZ in Detroit she can't wait.
I feel like people don't respect women as much as men. They think that men are better at basketball and other sports. And I feel like women, they're just like under-treated.
Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Big changes for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making some record moves in free agency. They waived Damian Lillard, who suffered that torn Achilles tendon. Lillard, who turns 35 later this month, will be paid $22.5 million over the next 5 years in dead money by the Bucks owners. GM John Horst then making a deal to acquire Indiana Pacers center Miles Turner, a four-year deal worth $107 million. Turner is 29 years old. He'll replace 37-year-old Brooke Lopez, who will sign a two-year contract with the LA Clippers. To get under the salary cap, the Bucks had to trade guard Pat Connaughton and two future second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for Vasilije Micic, a 31-year-old guard from Serbia. And Milwaukee will also sign 11-year veteran guard Gary Harris of the Orlando Magic. Again, Damian Lillard, no longer with the Bucks. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out tonight in New York. They'll play a split doubleheader tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, light winds, and morning low temperatures will start off in the mid-60s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, winds remaining light, and afternoon high temperatures will warm up into the middle 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin state budget, good, bad, what's going on with that? Dan Schaefer will join us to talk about that. Darren Von Ruden and Wisconsin farmers in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allball, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program here on a Tuesday, July the 1st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Blue skies, or at least mostly blue skies, in downtown Madison at the Civic Media World headquarters. Summers, one of those seasonably nice days, I think, all in all in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's not super sticky today like it has been in some recent days.
No, but could be sultry come July 4th. 90 degrees are saying in some places on 4th of July. I just enjoy Summers' reactions to hot weather. Welcome. By the way, I love days like today. This is a day for a guy who loves doing radio. These are the days you live for, because you know, my sister and I have had this conversation. She texts me or whatever in the morning, and she's like, "So what's the show about today?" I said, "I don't know." She's like, "What do you mean you don't know?" I'm like, "I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think what the show is going to be." And then something happens, and when you woke up, you didn't have a show, but now you got a show.
And there's a lot today.
This is the kind of day that we've had today, and I love every part of it. Going to continue to cover and bring you more of this breaking news. Of course, the governor of Wisconsin, Democratic Governor Tony Evers, announcing this morning at 5. He's an early riser, that Tony Evers. And I think that's real. He and Fred Risser, long time, one of the longest for a while, serving state legislator in America, Democrat of Madison, Fred Risser, for years, he would ride the number of miles on his bike that he was old. And I think he did that up until like 88. He'd ride 88 miles on his birthday when he was 88. There's a guy that gets up early. Tony Evers apparently gets up early, saying this morning that a budget deal has been done in principle. A gentle person's agreement involving the governor, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, and tangentially, Devin Lemahue, the Senate Majority Leader, Republican, and Democratic Leader Dianne Hesselbein. So this is truly going to be, apparently, a bipartisan budget, at least on the vote. And earlier today, about a half an hour ago, the Joint Finance Committee, the Budget Writing Committee, approved the budget that on this compromise. Of the four Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee, only LaTanya Johnson voted yes, and she is going to be on this network in just under an hour, on Maggie Dawn's show. Jim Santel filling in as guest host today, and Senator Johnson will be on that program as a yes vote on the budget, at least on the Joint Finance Committee. on the Democratic side. Democrats right now are in closed caucus, deciding amongst themselves on the Senate side what to do next. But it appears that an agreement is done in principle. Not perfect. Democrats not going to get everything they wanted. And Francesca Hahn, a Democratic assembly person of Madison, is on the socials urging people across the state to call their Democratic legislator and get them to vote no, which I just don't get. And I think when people get frustrated with politics, this is what they say. That look, a deal, a pragmatic deal is better than nothing. On the text line at this hour, John listening on WMDX in Madison puts it this way. He says, you have a good idea. Then it gets whittled down to a percentage of the good idea it was originally. Then it gets underfunded. Then we celebrate the, well, at least it was in there, pathetic process, he says. How about some common sense? No such thing in politics. Sad, we humans are selfish idiots. John in Madison, who knows something about what happened at the state capitol, by the way. I'm not sure if I told this story on the air. I think statute of limitations is passed on this one, the political statute of limitations. I think I can tell this one on the air. Back when my former boss, Dale Schultz, was Senate Majority Leader, and John Gard, that's a name that will ring a bell with some people. John Gard was the Republican Assembly Speaker from Peshtigo, Wisconsin. His wonderful wife, Kate Zeiske, served as state treasurer for a while. Anyway, it was Gard who, you know, he had the Napoleon complex. He was a very short man but a lot of spunk to him. And he was negotiating, and Jim Doyle was the Democratic governor at that time. And so Dale, my former boss, was the Senate Majority Leader Republican, and he was in his office, and we get a very angry call from Speaker Gard, the fellow Republican, who was not happy that Dale was coming to an agreement here on a budget. And I can't repeat the entire conversation to remain FCC compliant, but guards, and we have him on speakerphone, Gard, in Dale's office, and it resonates throughout the big marble room. And Gard goes, if you think, Dale, that you're going to do this, and we all just looked at each other and was cracking up. We're like, just settle down, John, just settle down. So these are the types of things that go on behind the scenes that John from Madison and Sun Prairie knows very well. But he's right. The good things get underfunded. And politics of the day ultimately too often ends up winning out. We're going to talk more about the state budget here in just a little while. Also, breaking news in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Bucks have found a solution to their center. Free agent Miles Turner is joining the team, according to our very own Mike Clemens, great sports reporter that he is. Turner reportedly signed a 4-year deal worth $107 million. How about that? And out in Washington, D.C., the United States Senate has passed President Donald Trump's massive tax and spending bill after a marathon series of amendment votes that stretched for more than 24 hours, delivering a major victory for the president and bringing the signature piece of legislation of his second term one step closer to his desk, although I would argue, unlike this CBS News story, it still has to go back to the House. No guarantees over there under little Mike Johnson. Back to the CBS News story, the measure passed on a 51-50 vote, with all but three Republicans supporting the bill. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote. Republican Senators Tom Tillis of North Carolina, which has now been pushed out of office, essentially by Donald Trump, after Tillis voted no on the first round of the bill. Trump said, came out and said, I'm going to primary the guy. Tillis said, don't worry about it. I'm not going to run again. Rand Paul of Kentucky. Remember, if it's not Rand Paul, throw it back. See old Mrs. Paul's fish stick commercial. Rand Paul of Kentucky also was a no. And Susan Collins of Maine. Finally, God love her. She did more than send a concerned letter. Susan Collins actually voted no. I'm very proud of Senator Collins. They joined all Democrats in voting against the bill. The vote came after the Senate worked through the weekend and into a scheduled recess to pass the bill, which now returns to the House for sign-off. Mr. Trump has vowed to swiftly sign the measure and push lawmakers to approve it by July 4th, although yesterday he said, if you don't really meet that July 4th deadline, as long as you get it done. There's a lot of really bad things in this budget, by the way, in this bill. And Republicans in Washington don't want you to know it. And that's why, I'm not sure we'll play it, maybe we will. Trump is already dangling something for us to look at, trying to divert our attention away from this into more just kind of nuisance, ridiculous stuff. Trump today said earlier that he is ready to deport U.S. citizens, not making that up. But what's really important is the fact that this bill, and by the way, how about Ron Johnson, our very own Wisconsin U.S. Senator from Wisconsin? There's a real profile in courage. Got no backbone at all. Talked big, oh, I'm going to vote against it. Ron Johnson. I think Kreitlow came up with the term, didn't he?
I love it.
Pat Kreitlow is spot on. Yesterday on this show, I think on his own show, by the way, you can listen to mornings with the conveniently named Pat Kreitlow. Every morning across select stations on Civic Media from 6 until 9, Pat Kreitlow said that Ron Johnson's new name should be spelunking?
Yeah, that he loves spelunking because there's nothing Ron Johnson loves more than caving.
That was well done by Kreitlow. He's absolutely right. I would say that Ron Johnson is politically impotent. Just dangles. That's what Johnson does. That's right. Ron Johnson is politically impotent. He talks a big game. He doesn't really care about Wisconsin. He just cares about staying in favor with Trump and Putin. Where, by the way, 4th of July is coming up. Don't forget, Ron Johnson, one of a handful of Republicans that likes to spend the weekend on the 4th of July in Moscow. He did it before. I wonder if they get the budget done if Johnson goes back to see his buddy Putin in Russia this weekend. We'll find out.
Probably. It would go with his history.
All right, let's have a little fun. We'll get back into news in a minute. But right now, it's 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing involved as far as remuneration, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 stations of the News Talk Sports Network that is Civic Media. And I hear we are growing. That's the word on the street. By the way, haven't talked about this yet, our friend Jane Matinair and Greg Bach and I will be hitting the road later this month. In a community near you. Oshkosh, Bagosh, Butternut. Not Butter Squash, but Butternut. And also, hey, we're going up for the Lumberjack Championships. I'm very excited about this. Jane and I will be competing in axe throwing. So that'll be fantastic.
Will you consume any beverages?
Oh, it might be one or two. A couple, three. No, this is serious. More details on that later, but looking forward to hitting the road with Jane and Greg later on this month. All right, 4th of July coming up this week. On Friday, lots of people are going to be grilling out age-old question, what's worse, ketchup or mustard? Ketchup or mustard, what's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Or you could text us on the old Civic Media app. Don't have it? You can download it. Go to your Apple or Android device, to your app store. In the little search bar, you type Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. Little CM logo pops up. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This is a tough one for me. Is this tough for you, Zomers, or not so much?
Yeah, I appreciate them both.
I know. I know. Well, we'll take your phone calls, your text, and have a little fun, and then back into politics. It's a busy, busy Tuesday of the All Ball Show. Join us after this quick little break. Come back. Ketchup or mustard? What's worse? 855-752-4842. From Lake Michigan to Lake Superior, Green Bay to the Mississippi, it's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's not...
Eagle, 1490 AM.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You start walking mine. We meet in the middle, neath that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long. We meet in the middle.
Zomer's dialing up a little country again. This is a very country day for Zomer.
What's the exact like same it. Song as earlier?
Was that intentional, or he just hit?
Yes.
Oh, all right, very good.
You know, meet in the middle on the budget. I mean, maybe meet in the middle on ketchup and mustard. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Very good. Welcome back to the show. 23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Going to get back to more serious news in a bit here. But first of all, our daily what's worse. A little fun. Ketchup or mustard. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And we didn't have time, Zomers. In all the breaking news today, we'll do it tomorrow because I want to do it correctly. We're going to do a segment tomorrow, a brand new segment I've been working on. It'll debut tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss it. It has to do with the Morgan Wallen concert that was in Madison over the weekend.
Oh, boy. And I know you said you wanted to talk more about it.
And some of the some of the people that came into this fine city. And look, I'm sure many of them are fine people. But some of them, doggies, as Jed Clampett used to say. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone line. Ollie, up in the beautiful North Woods. Ollie, we're going to be up there in a couple of weeks in the North Woods.
Oh, I hear that.
At Hayward. Are you going to come see us at the Lumberjack Championship?
Well, I would love to, but I'm pretty much homebound because of health issues.
Oh, I got it. All right, that's fine. Well, you can join us vicariously through radio.
I definitely will.
All right, well, very good.
Shout out, hi.
Absolutely. So what's worse, ketchup or mustard, Ollie? What's worse?
Well, I think mustard is for only one reason. I have my mother's slip of the lip, and I can't eat anything without spilling on myself. And mustard is harder to get out than ketchup.
Isn't that the truth? Absolutely is. Mustard will really leave a nasty stain.
Like your ladies you're going to talk about tomorrow, maybe I need a rhinestone bib.
That's exactly it. You know exactly where I'm going tomorrow with this. You've already sussed it out. Yeah, these ain't your North Woods country fans that I saw, at least many of them, at the Morgan. I didn't go to the Morgan Wallen concert, but I was downtown when they invaded the city. Lots of rhinestones. You're absolutely right, Ollie.
Well, you have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for listening up there in the beautiful North Woods at WBZH. I think Jane Matinera is always in for a little bling. She's got some blingy stuff, like earrings and whatnot. We've gone out together. Well, I mean, not together.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to
say
it.
Her husband would be very upset about that, but, I mean, he wouldn't have to worry about me, of course. But no, maybe I think when Jane and Greg and I are up in the North Woods at Hayward, and it's a big, I mean, we're in fact, if people want us, are interested, Jane and Greg and I might be willing to come and camp on your lawn. Because apparently accommodations, there is the Hayward Lumberjack Championship. And also, and we need to reach out to our friend Robert Pilot, there is a big powwow for Native Americans in Hayward at the same time. So apparently accommodations are slim at best. So it may be a great opportunity. And I know exactly how big of campers and outdoors people Jane and Greg are. It might be the perfect opportunity for us to have a big sleepover outside under the stars. I'm looking forward to that. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mike, listening on MDX here in Madison. Mike, ketchup or mustard? What's worse?
Oh, it's got to be ketchup. You can put mustard in so many other dishes and so many other foods. And ketchup, you're pretty relegated to, French fries and a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. How many French dishes can you put mustard in as opposed to ketchup?
Absolutely. I forget what Julia Child's thoughts were on ketchup. You know, I'd be interested to go back a little bit. Point well taken. Mustard is a much more Tony condiment, right?
Agreed.
I mean, you don't see ketchup commercials about Grey Poupon and a Rolls Royce. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Thank you so very much. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? Let's go to the text line. John in Madison via WMDX. Ketchup is a sugary waste of any food. Wow. Mustard rules. Murray and mustard go together like two peas in a pot. Dave in New Berlin asks, you had a date with Jay Matinair. Every kid in America wants to be you. Well, isn't that the truth? No, obviously just as friends, but no, I, this is in all seriousness. What I think, and Jane can speak for herself, I would say one of, if not the highlight of our trip together last year around Wisconsin, Jane and I ate a lovely dinner at Balsam Lake at a restaurant and lodge there. It was movie-esque. It was like cinema-esque. The setting, we had loons, we had a sunset, we had a great server who also owned our Airbnb.
Nice.
And great food and great conversation. Because that's at the heart. The reason there's a lot of reasons Jane Matinera is successful. But in my opinion, one of the biggest reason perhaps is she's just herself. When you sit down and have a drink and dinner with Jane, you get the same thing you do every day between 9 and 11. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be absolutely fantastic. Brian in Green Bay on WGBW says, is there a ketchup museum in Wisconsin? Enough said. Point well taken. Middleton Mustard Museum. That's a real thing. Check it out. When you're downtown in Middleton, Wisconsin, just outside of Madison, Terry in Cross Plains and MDX says Hunt's ketchup is the worst. Heinz all the way. Agree with you, Terry. We'll come back, get Zomers and I take, wrap that up, and more serious news all ahead. Don't go anywhere. Farm Update with Pam Yonke and the team is next on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Tough travel day ahead. Storm cancellations continue across the country. On top of more than 2,000 flights on Tuesday, the storms are impacting the House floor vote to reconcile the big bill that just passed the Senate. Speaker Mike Johnson says some members left early.
They're on the way back. Of course, we have weather delays all around the country, so there's lots of complications, but welcome to Congress.
The family of Brian Koberger is in Boise for their son's morning sentencing in a deal that spares him the firing squad for murdering four students at the University of Idaho. Luke Bruno lives there.
I think it's just unfair to the families. It allows him to hide. He never had to really go to trial. He never had to, you know, answer to his, I mean, he is answering to his crimes, but not to the fullest extent, in my opinion.
Back to work in the morning for the Sean Combs jury, stuck on one count, racketeering. Another Pacific hurricane off Mexico, a Category 3 named Flossie. This is ABC News.
Big changes for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks making some record moves in free agency. They waived Damian Lillard, who suffered that torn Achilles tendon. Lillard, who turns 35 later this month, will be paid $22.5 million over the next 5 years in dead money by the Bucks owners. GM John Horst then making a deal to acquire Indiana Pacers center Miles Turner, a four-year deal worth $107 million. Turner is 29 years old. He'll replace 37-year-old Brooke Lopez, who will sign a two-year contract with the LA Clippers. To get under the salary cap, the Bucks had to trade guard Pat Connaughton and two future second-round picks to the Charlotte Hornets in exchange for Vasilije Micic, a 31-year-old guard from Serbia. And Milwaukee will also sign 11-year veteran guard Gary Harris of the Orlando Magic. Again, Damian Lillard, no longer with the Bucks. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets rained out tonight in New York. They'll play a split doubleheader tomorrow. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sure, Dana Carvey is a great impressionist, but still prefers to be tactful, especially when impersonating President Joe Biden like he did during the SNL 50th anniversary broadcast. The creator of The Church Lady said to his co-host on the Fly on the Wall podcast, David Spade, that he took that approach because the former president was mentally compromised. Spade countered, saying Biden is fair game because he's in the public eye, putting himself on the total opposite end of the spectrum. That's why they make a great podcast hosting team. If you're looking for something binge-worthy, here's one of Pete's picks. Check out Department Q on Netflix. Writer, director, executive producer Scott Frank has come a long way as a writer since his first credit, which was an episode of The Wonder Years. Frank has written such films as Get Shorty, Minority Report, and the show The Queen's Gambit. Department Q follows Carl, a detective who becomes obsessed with a cold case following his own near-death experience. It's just addicting enough, so check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, light winds, and morning low temperatures will start off in the mid-60s. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, winds remaining light, and afternoon high temperatures will warm up into the middle 80s. Currently 71 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Madison-based filmmaker Wendy Schneider, who will discuss her screening of the Smart Studio story at the Atwood Music Hall. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Civic Media Radio Network for every season. As I turn in my chair, 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. I love these days. Can you tell? I love a busy news day. I love breaking news. It's energizing. Lots of stuff going on. We played that song. I'm going to get to more newsy news in just a minute. Going to finish up what's worse as well. But I wanted to have a shout out to David Zurich, who has been on this program talking about his book called The Third Coast: America's Great Lakes Shoreline. For those folks watching on the stream, yes, you can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, X, whichever you want to call it, each and every day. And it's a super cool book, super cool person to talk with. Let me show you a couple of pictures because we have quite a few viewers today on the stream, and we appreciate that so very much. Look at this one. This is on an ice fishing shanty on Shaguamagon Bay, Wisconsin, in 2022. I just like saying Shaguamagon. But it's a really cool photo with the right out of the ice, a little shanty that's also kind of a beige color, a shovel right by the door, and really the only color in the photo is a solitary U.S. flag flying on the ice shanty there in Shaguamagon Bay. So just some, and Zomer, as you said, it's a great combination of people and also landscapes, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of very crisp, well-composed images.
That's a good way to say it. So many thanks to David Zurich. Check out his new book called The Third Coast, America's Great Lakes Shoreline, a foreword by Jerry Dennis. Get it wherever your books are, wherever you get your books. And we'll have him back on the program very soon. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Let's wrap up what's worse for today. Ketchup or mustard, 855-752-4842. Also get to a couple of texts here. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? Heather, watching up in the beautiful Chippewa Valley up there on Facebook. Heather says, plain yellow mustard is worse, but I also mix mayo with my ketchup. And yes, only Heinz ketchup, no Hunt's. All right, thank you. Appreciate that, Heather. You said, what were you saying, Zomers, over the break?
Yeah, it's actually a really common thing to mix mustard, ketchup, and mayo together. And that's what a lot of restaurants use for either fry sauce or burger sauce. And I do that when I make burgers at home and just spoon a little bit onto the bun that had been freshly toasted before putting the burger on. It's really good.
What is the terrace down here at the Union? Is it the terrace sauce? What do they call it?
I don't know what they do.
It's
for that.
I think there's like Thousand Island in that.
It's some people use Thousand Island. Some people do that combo. They're similar. They work right. Well.
Lori, listening up a beautiful Hayward on WBZH. Lori, we're coming your way here with Jane, Matt, and Aaron, Greg Bach later on this month. Lori in Hayward says, good afternoon, Todd. Just wanted to let you know that ketchup was the top of my family's grocery list every time I shop. They use ketchup on everything, eggs and any kind of meat and potatoes. And my husband even uses ketchup on spaghetti. Really? But the way Julia Child's favorite food was, an In-N-Out burger with onions, pickles, and ketchup. Look at that. A Julia Child connoisseur. Lori and Hayward, appreciate that input there. See, I think that's one of the reasons people like Julia Child, because she was French trained as a cook, but she wasn't stuffy about it.
She also liked Costco hot dogs.
Really? I did not know that. She said, oh, just put it on there anywhere. Don't worry about it. Just throw the chicken down there and plop it down. Give it a good hit. I love Julia Child. Did you ever see that movie, that biopic on her?
Julia and Julia, I think it was called.
I never saw that, did you?
Yeah, it was a very fun movie. Although, really? We watched it as a family, and there were a couple of jokes in there that they made that my mom was like, I wish you didn't hear that. And I am not going to say that.
Oh, that's probably a good thing. Dave in New Berlin says, mayo and ketchup mixed is yummy. All right. Very good. That's nice to know. Mike in Green Bay. Generally speaking, ketchup goes with more things. However, if you're handling tubular meat, mustard can't be beat. I like the rhyme. Well, it's true. I mean, hot dogs, brats, wieners, all tubular meats. And lots of mustard there. Dave in New Berlin, again, I bet it was a great conversation, I guess just on the ketchup and mustard thing and the mustard museum. Oh, no, same, my dinner with Jane Matt Nair on our trip last year. Yeah, it was a great conversation. Jane's a great conversationalist. That's why she has a great program, successful legend in radio in Wisconsin. My friend Jane Matt Nair, check her out every morning between 9 and 11. What else here? Let's finish this up. Let's see here. Gordy, our friend Gordy Kopp. I was just down at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media, just outside of Oregon. I was down there, Gordy, over the weekend. I think it was on Saturday. No, it was Sunday. I was coming back from beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin. Stopped in. They have 20% off right now on most of their plants left at the greenhouse, at Kopke's Greenhouse. Get on down there. Still some great deals to be had. I got some salvia. Some dark blue, beautiful, not Dom salvia, but it's dark blue salvia, and it's good for hummingbirds and butterflies. So Kopke's Greenhouse, one of our fine sponsors, now 20% off of most annuals. Get on down there. Gordy says ketchup on the fries, mustard on the brat. Really?
I think he's got it right.
Yeah, I think Gordy's got it right there. What else here? Is that pretty much? Chris, our friend Chris up at WRCE, listening in Blue River, Wisconsin. Sounds with Simo, I think that's Simo, on Saturday afternoon. It has a great music program on WRCO. My friend Chris in Blue River says, sorry, Todd, but that's not a great question. What's worse, ketchup or mustard? If I'm eating pastrami or a brat, then it's brown mustard. If I'm eating a burger, then it's ketchup and probably yellow mustard. If I'm eating a Chicago dog, no ketchup, tomato instead with yellow mustard and everything else. Well, there you go. There's a guy who knows his condiments.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chris. 855-752-4842. Let's wrap it up. Kurt in Madison on WMDX, as our friend Earl Ingram is fond of saying. Kurt, you get the last of it. What say you?
Well, since you brought up Julia Child, my choice is mustard. My mom was an excellent cook. And unlike I was disappointed my father didn't watch much sports on TV, I was watching all the cooking shows with my mom. And the best was Julia Child with Jacques Pepin.
Oh, yes. And
the yes. thing I loved about Jacques Pepin is Julia's, they're making this dish, and she was by the numbers. So if it called for a quarter stick of butter, she put the quarter stick in the butter. Then she would turn to the right, and Jacques, while she wasn't looking, Jacques would take a big slab of butter and drop it into the pan. And she would turn and go, oh, oh.
Yes. So, they were great together, weren't they?
They were fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Thanks for the call, Kurt. Thanks for that great memory. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Always appreciate it. Zomers, quickly, what's worse, ketchup or mustard?
This is a really tough one because, as many of our texters have said, there's a place for all of it. But I think if I had to have only one, I would pick mustard. I would say ketchup is worse just because mustard has such a wide variety of flavors. You know, there's yellow mustard, there's brown mustard, there's spicy mustard. There's so many kinds, and they're very useful in things like in recipes besides just as condiments.
For the reasons you stated, I'll agree with you. As Bill Burkett, the late, great Bill Burkett, county board member back in Richland County, once said, I'll go along with that. So mustard. Mustard is better and ketchup is worse, given all of the evidence today. All right, that's how we do it. What's worse every day? Have a little fun here and there. Always enjoy it. Tomorrow on the show, it's hump day, and that means that Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen will be here. Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, going to keep following this hot news out of both capitals, both state and federal capitals. And we're awaiting a state Supreme Court decision on the future of abortion in this state and women's access to health care. So we'll see if that breaks tomorrow. And we were scheduled for a best of show on Thursday, but Aaron Zommers, being the great producer that he is, said, no, I will give up my vacation day and come in and schlep radio with you all, ball. And so we'll be here because there's so much. It's breaking news. You understand? It's a breaking news week. It is a Votorama. It is a firework fiesta of news. And we don't want to miss out on it. We want to bring you the latest. And so we're going to be here on Thursday. And our own Dan Schaefer has agreed to come on and recombobulate with us on all the news at 2:30 on Thursday. So that'll be fun.
There's just too much to talk about for us not to talk about it.
That's right. So we'll be here looking forward to it in nervous anticipation. And with this announcement and now the state budget, if you're just joining us about an hour ago, hour plus, the Joint Finance Committee in the state capitol, the Budget Writing Committee, passed the budget deal plan that the governor and the legislature have agreed to, these Republicans in the legislature and some Democrats. It passed. Three of the four Democrats on the Joint Finance Committee voted no. However, LaTanya Johnson, state senator, Democrat, voted yes. And she is still, I believe, scheduled to be on the Maggie Dawn program at the top of the show. Jim Santel filling in for Maggie Dawn, always does a great job. Jim will talk with Senator Johnson about her yes vote on the Joint Finance Committee and the implications thereof. So we're going to keep following that for you as well. I think if you look at this news today, I want to dive into this just for a minute. A couple of things. Part of this is a tax break, the way it's being pitched, and understand this is still fluid. I've been on the air preparing for after this has been announced, so I haven't seen all of the language. Bob Lang, you're going to hear that name a lot in the next few hours, or if you're not, you should. Revered Bob Lang, who heads up the nonpartisan legislative fiscal bureau, or as former Senator Rob Coles likes to call it, the bureau, the fiscal bureau. I just love how he says it. Anyway, Bob Lang, the fiscal bureau, are still putting everything together. And reportedly in this agreement, there is a tax credit for people's energy. So like you have your electric bill. But here's my question, because I'm sure, I don't know. So my apartment, Zommers, my electric bill averages $70 a month. So you look at the taxes on that. What is it, like $2, $3 a month, maybe, for my taxes, for my electric? Most individuals don't have a big, they don't get taxed a lot on their energy, really. But you know who does? Big corporate businesses.
Because it turns out they use a lot more electricity than we do.
I mean, I know, I won't disclose, there is a Wisconsin-based business who sets aside nearly $1 million a month for their energy use, electricity. Well, taxes on $1 million, that adds up. So my question on this is this so-called tax break for energy really about us as individual Wisconsinites, or is this just kind of a tax break for big business? I don't know. That's one question. University of Wisconsin system. Okay, so they get some of their buildings. That's good. They actually get a small increase rather than an $87 million cut, which is good. But also, if you look at the details that are emerging, it appears that now in this budget that somehow the legislature is going to be able to control what professors, like their workload. At least that's what it appears right now. So now, once again, my former party that wants less government, not only do they want to be in women's business on the reproductive rights, not only do they want to be in my bedroom and find out who I'm sleeping with, which I can tell you that's not too exciting, but they also now want to tell our university professors how many classes in their workload when we're a research university. Back with more after this. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
front seat. Just this one time. Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to. Here in Wisconsin, a weather update. I'll give it to you right now. It's nice. Get outside. There's the weather. There'll be a more scientific weather update for you for weather team. And then it's Mike Clemens, busy guy. Breaking news down in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. Bucks lineup changes, all in hopes of keeping Giannis in Milwaukee. Clemens will have the latest for you after the top of the news. And then the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6 here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I was mistaken. Apparently Maggie is here for part of... She's going to start the show off. I feel like Johnny Carson. Maggie is here. Maggie is not here. She's here? No, Maggie is here. And so she's going to be talking with State Senator LaTanya Jackson, or Johnson, at the top of the show, because Senator Johnson is one of the yes votes on the Democratic side on the state budget. So that'll be great. Great interview coming up. And then I believe Jim Santel is going to tag team, take the baton for the other part of the show. So it's a twofer on the Maggie Dawn Show. Do not miss it between 4 and 6. And then our great friend Pete Schwabba, who I got to see yesterday. I was up in WGBW doing the show up there, second hour. But again, many thanks to Kreitlow and Trigby for taking hour number one yesterday was up. And it's always lovely. The staff up there, the facilities, the staff, everything about WGBW is fantastic. So many thanks to I walked in and Amanda goes, am I producing you? I said, no, I'm self-contained today. Don't worry. I'm not. So it was great. And so Schwabo will be on from 6 until 8 tonight with Nightlight. So all kinds of great stuff coming up here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Just finishing up on this, I get it on this budget, the state budget, that some people are, they don't like it. They think it's only a half a loaf or less. I guess what impresses me the most about it is that there is apparently, we think there's going to be a budget. And I still say, even though that, sure, I'll admit that this agreement appears to have some flaws in it, that not everybody got what they wanted. But given the alternative of no budget, remember Wisconsin, it's not like the feds where if you don't have a budget agreement, everything shuts down. In Wisconsin, you just go back to the previous base budget or what they passed last time, which in this case would have meant $0 for childcare. We've had Corrine and I know Jane Matt Nairn's had and Greg have her on. We've learned on this program of how difficult that would have been for families all across the state to have no dollars put in for childcare. Catastrophic. And yes, I get it. There's not enough money in here for K-12 education. Probably not enough money in here for the UW. Lots of questions to be had. But I'm willing to give Robin Voss and Tony Evers, Assembly Speaker and Governor respectively, that they knew how to negotiate and bring each other to the table. And they got something done. And in today's political atmosphere, that's not nothing, to use the double negative. The question now, assuming that this is a done deal, the question now is what happens next? Especially in regard to Governor Tony Evers, who said that once this budget bill is signed, he will announce whether he's going to seek re-election or not. Talk more about that tomorrow. May have a little news. So stay tuned. And again, I get some of these Democrats that are trying to earn political points. I guess from a political standpoint. But you've heard me say on this show before, I know I've gotten flack from people on the left and Democrats when I use the phrase, well, you know, you have people, Democrats who are far left. Well, Todd, what do you mean by that? Give me an example. Look, if you're out there on social media telling people around the state, outside of your own district, to call their Democratic lawmaker and lobby them to vote no on this budget deal, you're far left. Because that's not a solution. If you don't like the deal that was done, then offer something else that's realistic, that could actually be put out there and voted on and passed. As Forrest Gump once said, that's all I got to say about that. Also, going to be interested in this budget agreement, transportation monies as well. Where does that all come from? State Senator Kelda Royce on the program earlier today. Many thanks for her. There's somebody, again, who I have a lot of respect for. It appears, as she said earlier on the show, that she's a no on this. But she said, look, I'm open-minded enough. I'm going to go to my caucus and listen to my colleagues. I got no problem with somebody who says, hey, on principle, I'm a no on this. That's fine. But don't go out and try to, and Senator Royce is not doing this. But others in the legislature, Democrats, who want to go out and somehow try to kill this thing based on political points, I don't get that part. That's why people look at me and say, Todd, they should all be thrown out. You know, that's what gives politics a bad name. A great show today. The fun show. Lots of news. Appreciate everybody who came on today. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, talking about that breaking Bucks news. Dan Schaefer, our political editor, also the founder of the Recombobulation Area. State Senator Kelda Royce. Am I missing anybody, Zomers?
I don't think so.
All the Zomers. Thank you, Zomers. And to all of you for listening, we're going to be here tomorrow. Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, more of your calls, more breaking news. We're going to be here all through Thursday up until our special 4th of July show on Friday. Enjoy your day. Stay safe out there. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Keep banging on your drum. And they will hear you.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot.
A lot of work ahead, but that's the job, so we'll get done.
Speaker Mike Johnson facing challenges in getting the House to reconcile the bill that passed the Senate. Some of his members saying it cuts too much, some saying it cuts too little, and some are stuck in their home districts because of weather-related flight cancellations. 20% of hospitals and healthcare providers could close in New Mexico because of Medicaid cuts making their way through, says Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
This is going to have generational, lasting negative impacts.
Court watchers are wondering about a note sent by the jury deliberating the Sean Combs case, saying they're stuck on the racketeering charge.
When the note came in, Combs, who was denied all charges, looked stricken. He sat in a chair with his chin resting on his palm, defense attorneys standing in a huddle around him. At one point, Combs wiped his eyes.
ABC's Aaron Katursky at the New York courthouse. They're due back in the morning. This is ABC News.